Hello, and welcome to Primary Viewpoints from Patient Care Online, a monthly podcast that features informative conversations with healthcare experts, opinion leaders, and practicing physicians about what impacts primary care medicine today.
I'm Sydney Jennings, editor at Patient Care Online, and with us today is pain researcher and physician Dr. Lynn Webster. Dr. Webster is the Chief Medical Officer of PainScript, a medical technology company, and Senior Fellow for the Center for U.S. Policy and a past President of the American Academy of Pain Medicine. Dr. Webster recently presented findings at Pain Week 2022 from a large observational trial he co-authored titled Mobile Health Technology in Pain Management that reviewed the PainScript platform as evaluated by clinicians and patients with chronic pain. Welcome, Dr. Webster, and thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
So to start, could you tell us a little bit about you and your background in chronic pain?
Sure. So I started practicing medicine in 1980, and I practiced as an anesthesiologist and developed an acute pain service in the mid-80s that led me to treating cancer pain and then eventually non-cancer pain. So the field of anesthesiology is really a field of relieving pain. And so I started with the acute side, very acute intraoperatively, and then progressed to taking care of chronic pain patients for about 30 years, including people with cancer. And during that time, we obviously developed an opioid problem in the country. And so I was one of the first people in my state to become board certified in addiction medicine because I felt I needed to understand that side of the coin, if you will, in order to prevent substance abuse in my population if I was going to be using opioids. So I've had a 40-year career in which I've always conducted clinical research, but have seen patients for about 30. In the last 10 years, I've done just clinical research, mostly in drug development.
Great. And could you provide a quick primer on the PainScript platform?
Sure. PainScript is a new company that has, I think, an interesting platform. It's called Mobile Health Technology. It's a part of the telehealth system. And the purpose of that is to interact with patients on a daily basis. So patients from a practice, whether it is primary care or a pain practice, actually, it is a device that is used on a smartphone, Android or Apple. And once enrolled, then patients will be given three questions a day and in random order. And there'll be different questions that'll be sent to them over about a 14-day cycle where they're rotated different questions. And those answers or their answers, self-reported answers are sent back to the practice where the answers are triaged. If they're within a normal range as set by that practice, then there's really not much will be done except that it can be a part of the medical record and is incorporated in the electronic medical record. But if there are some responses that are outside of what would be expected or considered abnormal, then it'd be kicked up to somebody that has the credentials to respond to that particular problem. So say somebody is experiencing more pain or severe depression, then somebody with the credentials, for example, a nurse practitioner or a PA, maybe it's a nurse that is determined by whoever is running the clinic, usually a physician, can respond to that and get back immediately and deal with the problem. So it's a way to have daily interaction with the patients to stay on top of their clinical care, to monitor their care, monitor their treatment, and to help ensure that there is complete, as much as possible anyway, medication adherence.
Great. And what was the impetus for the observational trial with PainScript?
Well, it's as I said, we are a new platform. No one's doing quite what we're doing that we're aware of anyway. And we wanted to see if there's any signal of improvement in outcome. And indeed, we were surprised. It was only a 12-week period of observation, but we had 55,000 responses. And during that period of time, over a 12-week period, we demonstrated significant, statistically significant, and I believe clinically meaningful improvement in several of our outcomes: depression, pain reduction, fatigue, anxiety, all of which are very important and occur usually co-occur in people with chronic pain. So we were very pleased, but the purpose was for us to see if indeed the platform and the way in which we were interacting with patients was going to provide the outcome we had hoped, and it did.
Great. So you answered my next question a little bit, but what would you say is the most important takeaway, or maybe multiple takeaways from the analysis that primary care clinicians, our main audience, should know about?
Well, you know, I think most physicians, primary care or specialists, are most concerned about outcomes. You know, we're interested in improving the care of our patients and also efficiency. And so what we've been able to do, I think, and to my surprise, actually, more than 90% of improvement, or basically a medication adherence, was reported to with our patients, and that we had anywhere from about 13 to 30% improvement of outcomes in those areas that I've just mentioned in just a 12-week period. Now, we'll need to run this over a year's time, significant, and I believe they were clinically important outcomes. So it's I was surprised at all of the good data that we got from this in a short period of time, which makes me hopeful that we're going to have something that's going to help primary care and specialists. Telehealth, which includes mobile health technology, I believe is the future of medicine. I think that it will provide better outcomes. I think that it's going to improve the efficiency of our practice. And in our particular platform, it allows physicians to have a greater hands-on, basically we call it touches, that is contact with your patient on a daily basis. And what that does is it creates this patient-physician relationship in a more holistic way, and that it can demonstrate to the patients that there's real concern and empathy from the physician, which by itself can improve outcomes. So I'm very optimistic about the future of telehealth, whether it's our platform or some other platform. I think that this is the way a lot of healthcare is going to be delivered. So thank you very much for allowing me to speak today.